Good morning. It's still early morning on Tuesday, the 27th of July 2010. And listening to the audio booze of Peter Donegan and actually listening to some of many blogs about the tourist attractions in Cork, it got me wondering about Bord Fáilte and the adverts, the television adverts that they're currently running. Now, this is going to sound a little odd and a little sideways, but bear with me. Ireland is considered an amazingly exotic location for certain types of movies. Now, you're kind of wondering what nerd I'm talking about. A number of Bollywood movies have actually been filmed in Ireland because it's this amazing exotic location if you're from India. Same applies to other countries which are completely different climates. We look very, very different. Now, let me just go a little back a bit. Bord Fáilte. In the adverts they're running in Ireland, at least, well, every single actor is white Irish. You know, the particular strange colour of grey and pink that you only ever get on nerds who spend their entire time indoors, and Irish people outdoors who've discovered that melanin is something that really they don't need due to the lack of sunshine they're getting. However, are these adverts going across the world? It occurs to me that, I'll stick with Bollywood here, the Indian middle class is huge. They are being shown this amazing exotic location in their movies, yet are the adverts airing in India for Bord Fáilte, or even if you go to the Bord Fáilte website from an Indian IP address, are you presented with faces that don't look like you? Is there a version of the Bord Fáilte ads that are, well, darker hued? Indian actors showing how wonderful time that they're having in Ireland. Same applies to other countries. Now, I remember the strange school of advertising where some adverts, do you want to see people enjoying the product? So particularly with toys. Sometimes you want to make the viewer think they're the ones playing with the toy. Other times you want to show other people playing with the toy going, see, isn't it wonderful? There is a male-female break on this. I can't remember what the toys were, but I do remember it was Hasbro versus Mattel. So I'm actually guessing it was G.I. Joe adverts versus Barbie adverts, don't ask. However, the question still applies. Is there a version, be it online and only available to a particular IP address, of the Bord Fáilte adverts designed to appeal to the people in those countries? Also, with this Bord Fáilte and Bord Scanlan na hÉireann getting together and showing off, well, what has been done by people in other countries in Ireland. I know it's a strange thing that you get every so often in movies, that if you want to show off, well, London, get someone not from London to film it, and we'll show you areas that are immediately dismissed because they're everyday. It's the code face problem. When you're nose deep looking at a piece of code, you don't see the flaws that you've put into it because you're too used to it. You don't realize that the UI isn't quite what it should be because you went, oh yeah, I must do something about that, then went off and did something else and you've gotten used to it. Which brings me back. We've been gotten kind of used to casting Irish actors in adverts for, well, Ireland. Should it be the other way around? Should we be showing pictures of people from other countries, obviously from other countries, enjoying the wonders of Ireland? And why haven't we done it before?